The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Jean Latshaw from the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Ladies Magazines. For the next half hour, I'll be reading to you from various ladies' magazines. And let's jump in with this one from First for Women, Found Safe Natural Headache Remedies. Who doesn't need some of these, right? Studies show everything from our genes to springtime itself can make us susceptible to head pain. Here are easy ways to get relief. With all you have on your plate, it's no wonder you have a headache coming on. Call it the cost of womanhood. We are three times more likely than men to report being bothered a lot by headaches, according to a new survey by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. And while genes play a role, especially when it comes to migraines, hormonal shifts are also a trigger, says Laurie Knepner, MD, Associate Professor of Neurology at the University of Pittsburgh School of Medicine. In their third trimester, women often say 90% of their headaches go away, she reveals, explaining that this is because estrogen surges late in pregnancy. But as they approach menopause, women's headaches tend to worsen due to fluctuating estrogen. Our time of life isn't the only factor exacerbating headache pain. Time of year is also key. Case in point, spring allergy season tends to trigger more sinus pressure, which can lead to headaches. The good news is, no matter which kind of headache you tend to get, there are proven ways to soothe it naturally. Here are some simple strategies, and they list three. Take magnesium. The mineral does more than soothe sore muscles. It also tames migraines. We believe it works on the cellular level, blocking pain signals in the trigeminal nerve system in the back of the brain, says Dr. Knepner, adding that patients who are reluctant to take a prescription for migraines will often try magnesium first. She advises 500 milligrams daily to help prevent migraines. For best results, look for magnesium glycinate, which the body easily absorbs. One option, Nature Bell Magnesium Glycinate, available on Amazon. What to consider removing from your migraine-fighting arsenal? Excedrin. Once the caffeine in it wears off, many patients report rebound headaches, says Dr. Knepner, who suggests ibuprofen or naproxen instead. Screen strain? Try the Horizon RX. From our phone to our tablet, screens are everywhere, and their painful effects are just as common. A study in ophthalmic and physiological optics showed that up to 90% of computer users suffer from visual symptoms like eye strain or headaches. In fact, we can't address screen headaches without focusing on our peepers. The pain comes from our eye muscles because they constantly contract when we look at our devices, says Andrea Ferlin, MD, author of 8 Steps to Conquer Chronic Pain. I will spell her last name in case you're interested in the book. Ferlin, F-U-R-L-A-N. Set an alarm for every 20 minutes to relax your eyes by gazing at the horizon. One study showed that people who adopted the 20-20-20 technique, gazing 20 feet away for 20 seconds every 20 minutes, had significantly less headache pain. And allergy headache? Sip this tea. Thanks to the swirl of pollen in the air triggering inflammation and increasing sinus pressure, allergy headaches are all too common this time of year. To the rescue, ginger tea. A study in the Journal of Nutritional Biochemistry shows that compounds in ginger calm mast cells, which trigger allergy symptoms. In other words, this root tea attacks the root of headache pain. Another perk? Ginger tea may help ease the nausea associated with migraines, reveals Dr. Knepner. That's because gingerol, a key compound in the herb, improves digestion. Aim to drink 1 cup of ginger tea when you feel a headache coming on. The soothing sip will help dial down pain and nausea. From Real Simple, mistakes you didn't know you were making when making the bed. Don't snooze on these tips from Ariel Kay, the founder of Parachute, a home goods brand that serves up oh so many dreamy sheets. You think there's three options or three subheadings. You think everything has to be white. White sheets are classic, but color adds visual appeal, Kay says. play around with pieces in different shades of the same color, e.g. moss shams, sage sheets, and an olive duvet, for a tonal effect, or buy a bright set of sheets and stick with your white duvet if you're feeling color shy. Next, you assume a higher thread count is better. More isn't more when it comes to the number of threads per square inch, Kay says. Once you pass 800, the manufacturer may be using thinner threads, which means a lower quality sheet, she explains. If you're shopping online and can't feel for yourself, be sure to at least read the reviews. And you haven't considered what type of sleeper you are. Do you tend to wake up sweaty or shivery? Percale works well for hot sleepers, and sateen works for those who run cold. If you and your partner are one of each, go for ultra-breathable linen, which can keep you both comfortable year-round. From Woman's Day, some books to check out. April 7th to 13th is Library Week. We quietly asked Michelle Threets, a librarian and social media sensation, to recommend three shelf-worthy, kid-friendly books he's loving right now. First, Big by Vashti Harrison, H-A-R-R-I-S-O-N, the book Big. Big is big, gigantic, enormous, astronomical. Every large, beautiful word you can think of is what Big represents. Vashti has graced the world with a monumental book of self-love in a world that tears us down. Please remember how much you belong as you read this book, emphasizing that very fact. Finally Heard by Kelly Yang, Y-A-N-G. This story is so necessary for everyone, not just kids, in this age of social media. The book is not instructing us to steer clear of social media. Instead, it provides wonderful lessons on the importance of taking breaks. Readers can't help but feel heard as they flip through Kelly's pages. And Maggie the Military Rat by Monica Voiku Dennison, D-E-N-N-I-S-O-N. Betty White would tell Maggie the Military Rat, "Thank you for being a friend. We can all use a new friend," and that is what Maggie is to every reader. This book honors those in the military while acknowledging the loneliness that can be reality for their loved ones. Those longing for a pal need look no further than Maggie the Military Rat. Reconciliation Day, which was April 2nd, let it inspire you to rebuild or strengthen your relationships. Judy Ho, Ph.D., a neuropsychologist and author of The New Rules of Attachment, recommends these three ways to connect. I'll spell her in case you want the book, H-O for hope. One, open up more. Share your honest thoughts about something, whether it's a struggle you're having at work or an upcoming experience you're really excited about. Two, do something that lets you share your experience or work with others toward a common goal. Think volunteer work, training for a race, or engaging in a hobby. And three, tap into your spiritual side together. This could mean praying together, sharing moments that give you a sense of awe, or talking about meaning and purpose in our lives. April is the month of the military child. Serves as an important reminder of the unique challenges faced by the children of service members. We love the nonprofit Angels of America's Fallen. Their website, aoafallen.org, which supports the dreams of children like Rivka, who is shown here in a picture, whose father, Army SFC George Chavez, passed away in 2016. The nonprofit funds healthy activities for children of deceased military members and others and engages with them year-round until they're adults. Rivka, a talented ice skater, says, "My dad would be proud of me." From Real Simple, Modern Manners Advice for Your Social Quandaries, the question, we've received numerous high school graduation announcements. We don't know some of the kids very well. How much money should we send? Also, do you give money to college graduates? The answer, okay, Sherry, who are these people sending you high school graduation announcements when you don't even know their kids that well? Honestly, you will not jeopardize your friendships if you don't give gifts, especially in this economy, honey. If you feel like you really have to, a $50 bill or gift card is more than enough. There are other ways to be thoughtful, though. Instead of money, perhaps you could give a book you absolutely loved when you were that age, or a book that might help the kids find direction, something a lot of grads are looking for. And to answer your second question, yes, one typically sends money or something to a college graduate or for any event that comes once in a lifetime, like a baptism. But that only happens when you're close with the kid or one of the parents. Do not stress this. From Good Housekeeping. Small spaces, gorgeous gardens. Even if your yard could be described as a postage stamp, like mine is, it doesn't have to be boring. Take it from blah to beautiful with our home experts' tips. And there are three. Go vertical. Maximize your small space by going up. Lean a wooden ladder or pallet against a fence and use hose clamps to attach pots for a vertical container garden. Or create a towering container garden with an old freestanding wooden ladder, some boards, and a few coats of paint. For extra planting space, you can even hang a shoe holder over a fence and repurpose it by filling it with herbs. Hang it. Use hanging planters to add both garden space and visual appeal to your porch or small garden. And think outside the pot. Old metal colanders make great planters, and brightly colored pots keep things vibrant even if you fill them with greens. Nothing in season yet? Fill the pots with cut greens, dried fruit or seed pods, says Marcus Jansen, product development manager at Pan American Seed. And try pots. A container garden is your friend if you have just a stoop to work with, and a row of potted plants can create a green privacy screen. You can even grow small fruit or ornamental trees in larger pots. Arrange planters of various heights and textures to add visual interest and maximize the space. Because they're portable, you can swap out containers seasonally, too. And some advice for the birds. Flowers attract birds. Hang one of these to feed them. They've got three options. The Variety Pack, with six types of feeding stations that will appeal to birds of various sizes and species. This freestanding feeder will make your yard an oasis for feathered friends. It's from Best Choice Products, the six-hook bird feeding station, available for $50 on Amazon. The Squirrel Repeller. Those fluffy-tailed cuties can drain a feeder in a flash, but this feeder has a mesh overlay that will keep them at bay while allowing birds to access the food. It's from Brome, B-R-O-M-E. It's the Squirrel Buster Standard Feeder, $51 on Amazon. And the window seat. If you don't have anywhere to hang a bird feeder, grab this trough-style window clinger. It's from Nature's Hangout. Window bird feeder with suction cups, $42 on Amazon. From First for Women, some doctor's advice for your questions. First, how can I cure this toenail fungus? I have a fungal infection that turned my toenails yellow. It's so unsightly, and I'm nervous it'll take forever to clear up. What natural solutions should I try? Answer, you're not alone. The heavier shoes and socks we wear in the winter create a breeding ground for fungus, which thrives in dark and warm, damp places. Fungal treatments do typically take weeks to months to clear an infection, and it can take up to a year to completely regrow the nail. So it's a good idea to treat it now before summer sandal season arrives. Here are a few remedies to try. Vicks VapoRub is a surprisingly effective and inexpensive way to clear up fungus. A small study conducted by U.S. Air Force physicians found that applying the ointment daily reduced fungus for 83% of participants and cleared the infection for 28%. The reason? Vicks contains thymol, camphor, and other powerful natural antifungals. And a large tub of Vicks costs $24, saving you nearly $900 compared to antifungal medications. To get the benefits, apply Vicks to bare nails at least once daily. Baking soda soaks may also help. Scientists in the journal Mycopathologia found the pantry staple kills up to 79% of infection-causing spores by lowering the pH of acidic fungus. To get the perks, combine a half cup of baking soda with 4 cups of water. Soak nails daily for 10 to 20 minutes, then rinse and dry. The fungus can also linger in shoes, creating the risk of recurrent infections. But an antifungal shoe spray, like Lamisil Continuous Spray, available at drugstores, can help. It contains terbinafina, which can eradicate fungus-causing spores in 15 minutes. Use daily for at least 3 days, and let shoes dry completely before wearing. Question. My urine has an ammonia-like odor, which I thought was a symptom of a UTI, but my doctor tested me and said I don't have one, and I don't have any other symptoms. What else could cause this? While an ammonia odor in urine is often a sign of a urinary tract infection, or UTI, it's also a common symptom of dehydration. Chemicals in urine are more concentrated when we're dehydrated, leading to the ammonia odor. Fortunately, reversing dehydration is simple. First, try sipping electrolyte-rich coconut water. It contains minerals like potassium and sodium that enhance hydration. Plus, Malaysian researchers found that it's as effective as a sports drink at rehydrating. It's also a good idea to drink half your body weight in ounces of water daily. Finally, aim to get 7 to 8 hours of sleep a night, a strategy that can lower dehydration risk by 59%, say scientists in sleep. Without enough shut-eye, the body slows production of a hormone that helps the kidneys retain water to prevent dehydration. And I've had a really bad breath and an odd taste in my mouth for a few days. Mouthwash doesn't help. What could be causing this? Their answer? It's possible you have tonsil stones, which form when dead cells, mucus, and food get lodged in nooks and crannies on the tonsils. Bacteria feed on this debris, causing bad breath. But tonsil stones are usually small and harmless, and at-home removal is simple. Gargling with diluted apple cider vinegar, also known as ACV, may help. Simply combine 1 teaspoon of ACV with 1/4 cup of water and gargle after meals. Not only will this help clear food debris that can adhere to tonsils, ACV's acid can help dissolve existing stones. Tonsil stones look like tiny white or yellow pebbles, and if you see them, you can try to remove them. Simply point a water flosser on the lowest setting toward the stone to dislodge it. But if these steps don't help, see your doctor for more options. From Woman's Day, the deli counter, ham know-how. Here's so much beyond the classic cold cuts. Country ham. Unlike the more common wet brined ham, this deliciously salty ham is dry cured, smoked, and aged for several months. Black Forest ham is named after a mountainous region in Germany, seasoned with juniper, berries, coriander, pepper, and garlic. Honey or maple ham. The curing mixture is sweetened mostly with honey or maple syrup, or both, resulting in a sweet meats salty roast. And prosciutto di Parma, made under strict quality controls in Parma, Italy. This type is salt cured, air dried, and aged for at least 400 days. From First for Women, make and take deviled eggs. Deviled eggs are the perfect treat to bring to a feast. Trouble is, they get easily smashed en route. To the rescue, set each egg half in a cupcake liner before arranging on your plate or container. The paper nestles around the eggs so they won't knock into each other and make a mess. Plus, it makes serving the snack a breeze. And to prevent your pasta water from boiling over, the fix, reach for your olive oil. Dredge a paper towel and rub the rim of the pot once your pasta and water is in. When it starts boiling, you'll notice the water stays calm as the oil acts as the perfect barrier. And a key to perfect pie crusts? Buttery graham crackers elevate the flavor of cheesecake, but the crust often comes out lumpy and uneven. The trick? Spritz the bottom of a drinking glass with cooking spray and use the base to press crumbs into place. The flat surface provides firm, even pressure that ensures uniformly thick results. And here's a real quick dessert. Toss together terrific lemon bars in a jiffy. So we need a yellow cake mix, and it says in food processor, pulse one package of yellow cake mix. Then, with 1/2 cup softened butter until crumbly, press into a 13x9 baking dish. Then, top with 1 22-ounce can of lemon pie filling, and that equals your lemon bars after you bake them at 350 for 25 minutes. Let them cool before slicing. From Good Housekeeping, asparagus and pistachio pesto omelet. Active and total time are both 20 minutes. We need 1 clove of garlic, 1/2 cup shelled pistachios, 2/3 cup chopped chives plus more for serving, kosher salt and pepper, 1/3 cup plus 1.5 teaspoons olive oil divided, 6 spears of asparagus thinly sliced or about 1 cup, 2 large eggs, and 1 teaspoon chopped tarragon leaves. In a mini food processor, pulse the garlic until finely chopped. Add pistachios, chives, and 1/2 teaspoon each salt and pepper, and pulse a few times. With the machine running, pour in 1/3 cup of the oil and blend until incorporated. Set aside. Heat 1/2 teaspoon oil in a small nonstick pan on medium. Add asparagus. Season with a pinch each of salt and pepper and cook, stirring often, until just tender, about 3 minutes. Transfer asparagus to a bowl and toss with 2 tablespoons pesto. Save remaining pesto for another use. Heat remaining 1 teaspoon oil in small nonstick skillet on medium. In a small bowl, whisk together the eggs, tarragon, and a pinch of salt until no visible strands of egg white remain. Add eggs to the pan and cook, shaking pan and stirring constantly with a silicone spatula, pulling in more cooked egg at the perimeter to mingle with the less cooked egg in the interior. After about 20 to 25 seconds, when it looks like wet scrambled eggs, remove from heat and spread the egg out to cover the surface of the pan, letting residual heat cook and set the eggs. Run spatula around the pan perimeter and give the pan a shake to loosen the omelet. Spoon asparagus mixture along the center of the omelet with the bottom side of the pan touching the serving plate. Tilt up at a 45-degree angle and use spatula to loosen and fold the top third over the filling and roll the omelet into itself out of the skillet and onto the plate. Sounds like there's an art to that. Tuck any edges underneath and serve, sprinkling with more chives if desired. And this serves one, but leaves you with some leftover pesto that you can use for another one or something else. How about a sausage and egg breakfast sandwich? Or sandwiches, because it serves 4. Active and total time, both 15 minutes. We need 4 teaspoons olive oil, divided, 2 thin slices of red onion, 12 ounces sweet Italian sausage with the casings removed, 2 ounces extra sharp cheddar cheese, coarsely grated, 4 large eggs, 4 English muffins, split and toasted, 6 sweet picante peppers, sliced, we used pepadews, and 1/4 cup flat leaf parsley leaves. Heat 2 teaspoons oil in a large cast iron skillet on medium, add onion, and cook 3 minutes. With wet hands, shape sausage into 4 1/4-inch thick patties. Add to the skillet with the onion and increase heat to medium-high. Flip onion and cook until just tender, 2 to 3 minutes more. Cook patties until browned, 2 to 3 minutes, then flip. Separate onion slices into rings and arrange on top of patties. Then cook Then top with cheese and continue cooking until sausage is cooked through, 2 to 3 minutes. Meanwhile, heat remaining 2 teaspoons oil in large nonstick skillet on medium and cook eggs to desired doneness, 4 to 5 minutes for runny yolks. Top English muffin bottoms with sausage, then eggs, pepper slices, and parsley. Cover with English muffin tops. And jammy egg toasts. These, active time 10 minutes and total time 15, and this serves 2. We need 2 tablespoons white wine vinegar, 1 small shallot finely chopped, 1/2 teaspoon thyme leaves plus more for sprinkling, kosher salt and pepper, 4 large eggs, 1 tablespoon olive oil, 2 teaspoons whole grain mustard, 1 tablespoon chopped flat leaf parsley, plus more for sprinkling, 4 thick slices of country bread toasted, and mayonnaise for spreading. In a small bowl, combine vinegar, shallot, thyme, and 1/4 teaspoon each salt and pepper. Let sit, tossing occasionally, 10 minutes. Meanwhile, bring medium saucepan of water to a boil and fill medium bowl with ice water. Reduce heat so water is at a rapid simmer. Gently add eggs and simmer 6 minutes. Immediately transfer eggs to ice water to stop the cooking. Drain and peel the eggs. Stir in oil, mustard, and parsley into the shallot mixture. Spread toast pieces with mayo, then coarsely chop eggs and arrange on top. Spoon shallot vinaigrette on top and sprinkle with thyme, parsley, and cracked pepper if desired. From First for Women, a little quote, if you suddenly and unexpectedly feel joy, don't hesitate, give in to it. And that's by Mary Oliver. Also from First for Women, a surprising perk of sun time. Daily sun exposure is a boon for Alzheimer's patients, say scientists in PLOS ONE. They found that 30 minutes of daily light exposure with a light therapy device or by spending time in the sun improved sleep and reduced Alzheimer's symptoms like depression and agitation. By regulating the sleep cycle, light therapy boosts the output of melatonin and serotonin, which tend to be lower in those with Alzheimer's, but are key for regulating mood and sleep. And a daily chuckle boosts immunity. Sharing jokes with a friend, watching a funny sitcom, or scrolling through silly memes can make your immune system as strong as it was in your youth. That's key, since germ-fighting immune cells often become sluggish after age 45, tripling the risk of catching colds, flu, and other ills. So don't forget to do a little laughing. We've run out of time for today's episode of Ladies Magazine. Be sure and listen next time. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Jean Latshaw, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired and available as a podcast on our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call 919-832-5138. That's 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening. See you next time.